Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
On Wednesday, I started to preach on various topics, on very serious topic, and I would like to preach about this topic for the rest of the Lent. This topic is on the mystery of confession. And I think it is a necessary topic to talk about, especially nowadays where people don't pay attention to their inner life as much as they should. This series on confession is not theologically oriented, but more of a reminder about what confession is. On Wednesday, I mentioned that confession is not an add-on option to our life. Confession is the heart of Christian life. It is where the rubber meets the road. Confession is the thing that pushes us forward in our life. And when I was preparing for today's homily, I remembered my father talking about his father. My grandpa was also a priest, and he was in the same parish for more than 20 years. He knew literally everyone in his small village. But I don't just mean knowing the generations of people and their names and families, but he knew everyone's inner character, inner disposition. He knew everyone's faults, sins, and their weakness. And my father said that what a true blessing it is to be in his shoes. How beautiful it is that he can help, my grandpa can help in very intimate way the person who seeks repentance. And I would even dare to say that probably he helped confessee to remember a sin or two that he could have probably forgotten. Why am I mentioning my grandpa? Well, he gave me a thought. Over the past few decades, the meaning of the priesthood changed a little bit. Now, we, the priests, are expected to be the theologians and with PhDs, good talkers, good singers, great administrators, great fundraiser creators, and other things. And because of these things, the essence of priesthood disappeared. All these things are important in parish life to a certain extent. But what is actually important is the intimate relationship with each parishioner. The priests are not to be here to be friends and have easy lives. We are here to save soul and to help each person who comes and desires to come to better their life, to achieve their salvation through repentance. This is the intimate part where priest is just a mediator between penitent and God. Many people are scared of that. Many people are scared that and won't come to confession because they think that the priest will judge them of their sins. We are not here to judge. Trust me, we have our own sins that we have to deal with. If priest judges during confession, my recommendation would be change priest. He's no good. Some people won't come to confession because they're ashamed of their sins and they don't want their priest to feel bad and feel sorry for them. But yet the priest only feels sorry for those who don't come for confession. During confession, priest sees so many miracles. Through confession, light comes where there is darkness, life where there was death. Through confession, the priest and the penitent see that their sins are being washed away. Not one good priest looks down on the person who repents during confession. Trust me, it is a joyous when people come and confess. And it is more joyous when person comes more often for confession. And that's the simple joy of a priest. But when we look in the gospel, we are told that the priest is at the very bottom. Who is more happy are the angels, archangels, and God himself. Remember the parable of the lost sheep, where the shepherd leaves the 99 to find one lost sheep? And what does it say at the end of the gospel? God says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or how about the parable of the lost coin, where the woman lost her coin in her house. So she swept her house and she found it. And then what God says, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Or just a few Sundays ago, Sunday of the prodigal son, the son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. And they had a huge celebration for the prodigal returned. We don't have celebration because we mourn. We celebrate to express joy. Confession is the heart of Christian faith. Confession is joy. Confession destroys depression and anxiety if it's done right. I'm preaching about these topics because your soul is important to me, and I want each one of your soul to go to heaven. Let us take care of our souls. Glory to Jesus Christ.